Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now to meet our Voice of Caring partner for the month of February. It is the Logo School, and here to tell us all about it is the head of school, Kathy Fenger. And Kathy, thanks for joining us this morning, and happy 50th anniversary to the school.
Well, thank you. It's quite an exciting year for us. It is our 50th anniversary, and we're looking forward to a year of great celebrations of all of the good things that Logos has been able to do over the last 50 years and all of the great kids that are our successes.
So for those who don't know, introduce us to Logos School.
Absolutely. Logos is my favorite thing to talk about, Brian. Logos has been around since 1970, and it started off in the Midtown St. Louis on Washington Avenue, and then we moved to our current location in Olivet on Old Bonham Road in the mid-80s. We have been here ever since. We are a middle and high school. We are a independent alternative school, and we are here for kids who have struggled with anxiety, depression, just struggles that they feel like they need a more individualized approach and have not been successful in those larger traditional school settings.
And what makes your school different from those more traditional, larger settings?
I think what makes us different than other, traditional and large is our philosophical approach. We are a therapeutic program, so every student that comes here receives an hour of individual therapy and 2 hours of group therapy as part of their, week and part of their program here. We have 13 licensed clinical therapists on staff. And they have master's degrees in counseling and are licensed counselors. And they provide that therapy to our students. And they're here full time in the building and in our program. So students get, in the moment, on the spot, abilities to process and gain some better coping skills and, quite honestly, be able to just become the wonderful people they are because they're getting the opportunities to work through some of their struggles that they have, and then they morph into, these amazing people that go on to do great things.
In most schools, and probably all schools, have counselors that, I know when I was in high school, you'd see them once every couple of weeks or something like that, maybe chat for a while, but it sounds like you really have a much more active counseling situation.
We totally have a much more active counseling situation, and I think that, the words that I like to use is it's pretty intensive in terms of the therapeutic approach. And then besides just our therapists, our teachers that are actually doing the teaching, first in our classroom, we have a 6-to-1 teacher-student ratio. And so, 6 students to 1 teacher. And that is by design so that teachers can really get to know students and work with them on their academics. But also all of our teachers and staff really take on an approach, a social-emotional learning approach that really helps kids who have had any kind of adverse childhood experience or trauma, and we really have a trauma-responsive programming and philosophy here at Logos, and that helps kids feel safe, helps kids feel valued and understood, and all schools, I think, try to do that. I think we're just able to do it because of our small class sizes and our therapists.
And when you talk about the trauma and experiences, what are you talking about? What are the students, what have they been through, your students?
Some of our students, the traumatic events that they've been through might just be what many of us growing up have been through. So, chronic moves due to a parent's work schedule. It can be as mild as that, not that, doesn't affect you, but or it can be more significant trauma where they've had physical abuse or some kind of abusive event in their life. Or have witnessed some traumatic events, maybe some abuse in the home or, seen some traumatic things. And they bring that with the scars that you know, can put on a child. And here they're able to process and talk through it and get some therapy and learn some different coping skills. And then we have kiddos that truly have some mental health challenges, like I said, with a bipolar depression or anxiety that has really made it hard for them to cope in traditional school environments, not for the fault of the school, but more that they needed a very individualized and therapeutic approach to feel comfortable to succeed.
Visiting with Kathy Fenger, she's the head of school at the Logo School, our Voice of Caring partner for the month of February. And you feature a longer school year than most districts.
We do. We go 11 months out of the year, and for kids, sometimes that's hard to grasp, but after they're here, they really like it. And our reason for that is so that they can have continuity and stability as long as possible, because sometimes for kids who struggle or who have struggled, to be away from the consistency of the therapy and the programming can be very, very hard.
And it's pretty amazing with the kids that you do work with that you have, what, a 98% your seniors graduate with diploma, 92% of them go on to college or post-secondary education. And when you're talking about children who have been through what a lot of your students have been through, that's pretty amazing.
That's one of my proudest statistics. The success that kids, I always say the kids are the heroes and they are the champions, because, any child who has had some tougher things in life and have had to kind of champion over that adversity have an inner strength, but they just don't know it sometimes. And so to have kids who have gone through some tough things in their lives come out on top, and not only do that, but have those kinds of statistics where they not only are, exceeding graduation rates, but able to go on and find that meaningful chance at an adult life and succeed and go on.
So, Kathy, if there's a parent out there thinking, boy, my son or daughter could really benefit from the Logo School, what should they know?
What we always say is any parent or any listener out there who just wants to get more information about Logos can certainly call, but also visit our website. And our website is www.logosschool.org, and that is LOGOSSCHOOL, so those two S's, .org. Or they can call us at 314-997-7002.
What about admission? What do they have to do to have their child admitted to Logo School?
What we always like families to do is come and meet with our admissions folks, take a tour of the school so they can see it in action and see our program, get the feel of the building. The feel in here is wonderful because it's very energetic. There's lots of energy, but you see the amazing work that goes on here, and that's, I always like parents to be able to view that and see that. We have an open house coming up, and so anyone who just wants to come and take a look, it is on a Sunday. So the kids aren't in the building, but it is March 29th, and it is from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. We have staff here, and they can just do an interactive open house where they are going and meeting with teachers and therapists and seeing our program in the building and really getting a firsthand chance to meet with the folks that would then possibly work with their student. And so I always like folks to come. We have an open house every couple months, and we like people to be able to feel free to come and get that first look so they see what we do, and then they can explore further and make an admissions appointment, come in, and with our admissions, we really do an interview, and it's a pretty in-depth interview so that we can find out not do we or do we not want to accept that student, but more importantly, what has gone on with that student, and would Logos be the right fit for the student and the family?
And how can the listeners here at KMOX help Logo School?
I always love listeners to know about us because we have been around for 50 years, like you started the program, but I like listeners to know about us. We operate, we don't get any state or federal funding, so I always welcome people who are looking for an amazing cause that really does provide a phenomenal, impactful return for your investment. So anybody who's interested in learning more about donating to Logos, They could always reach out to us. But also just know that there are resources. You know, we were talking, Brian, at the beginning of the show, it's February and it's not very sunny outside and it's kind of the doldrums of winter. And, you know, if families are out there and really seeing their kids struggle, there are definitely amazing resources in St. Louis, and Logos is one of those. And I welcome any parent to come and see us, or any donor who is interested to learn more about us to contact us.
That is for sure. And again, the website is logoschool.org. You can find Support Logos right there on the top banners, and Help the Lions as the nickname for Logos School.
That's right. That's our mascot.
All right. And so open house again, March 29th from 1 to 3. And any questions, 314-997-7002, right?
Absolutely. That's right.
All right. Kathy Fenger, the head of school at Logos School, thanks so much for joining me this morning. It's an honor to have you as our Voice of Caring partner in February.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you to KMOX, because it's a pure pleasure to be honored in that way, and we appreciate it greatly.
It's our pleasure, believe me. Coming up next, the news on Total Information AM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.